there, and a happy Tuesday. This is KJZZ's Sun Up, your daily news update from here in Phoenix on our state and region. I'm Phil Lastman. Good day to you. This podcast brought to you daily is a digest of the news events here in Arizona. It is Tuesday, January 6th. Thanks for listening today. A lot happening, so let's jump right in with the news. The Secretary of Defense has censured Arizona's senior Senator Mark Kelly for having told military members they don't have to follow unlawful orders. KJZZ's Matthew Casey has details.
Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth announced the formal expression of disapproval against Kelly on social media, saying a process to demote Kelly and reduce his pension is underway and giving him a deadline to respond. In a statement, Kelly said he earned his rank and retirement via service and sacrifices such as getting shot at, and the former Navy captain renewed his vow to fight against what he says are efforts by Hegseth and President Trump to control speech. The confrontation stems from Kelly having appeared in a November video calling on troops to resist unlawful orders. Matthew Casey, KJZZ News, Phoenix.
Meanwhile, Senator Kelly says he is taking this effort by the Trump administration seriously. But in a social media post, Kelly says the move was outrageous and un-American and criticized President Trump's lack of military service.
4 generations of service to this country earns me the right to speak. 5 deferments earns nothing.
In an interview on NPR today, one reporter noted that Secretary of Defense Pete Hegseth made similar comments in 2016, saying military members must act legally. An Arizona vape shop will be required to pay nearly $500,000 after Attorney General Chris Mays sued the business for selling tobacco products to minors. Catherine Davis Young has more on that.
Mays filed a civil complaint against ProSource vape shops in July, saying during undercover operations, multiple 16 and 17-year-olds were able to buy vape products from the shops without having to show ID. A Maricopa County Superior Court judgment will require ProSource not only to pay $460,000, but also to adopt strict age verification policies, and the shops will be prohibited from using advertising that specifically appeals to minors. Arizona last year passed a law to raise the age to buy tobacco in the state from 18 to 21, which is also the federal age. Catherine Davis Young, KJZZ News, Phoenix.
Multiple buildings were evacuated in the Arizona Capitol Mall yesterday due to contents of a suspicious package that was sent to the state Supreme Court. Matthew Casey has more.
A state building that is home to the Supreme Court and another that holds the Court of Appeals were both evacuated. Officials say the Department of Public Safety learned early Monday that the Supreme Court had received a suspicious package. Multiple law enforcement agencies responded to the scene. They found the package contained multiple vials, including 2 that tested positive for a homemade explosive substance. The Phoenix Field Office for the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives said agents were on scene investigating a suspicious substance. Matthew Casey, KJZZ News, Phoenix.
Well, the Department of Homeland Security says the Trump administration won't reinstate temporary protected status for Venezuelans in the wake of U.S. forces capturing that nation's president. From the Fronteras Desk in Tucson, Elisa Resnick has more.
TPS gives nationals from countries deemed too dangerous to return to temporary protection from deportation and a work permit. Venezuelans were allowed to apply for the status in 2021 under the Biden administration. Trump's DHS terminated the status in September. Over the weekend, Miami Mayor Eileen Higgins, a Democrat, said instability triggered by the U.S. removal of Nicolas Maduro meant the country was still unsafe for nationals to return and called on the Trump administration to reinstate TPS protections. DHS Assistant Secretary Tricia McLaughlin told Fox News the administration would likely not change course now. Elisa Resnick, KJZZ News, Tucson.
Well, back here in the Valley, the city of Glendale is the latest community to enforce new rules on e-bike and e-scooters to improve public safety. Jill Ryan has more on that.
Beginning Friday, Glendale will enforce an ordinance that sets age limits on certain types of e-scooters and e-bikes. For example, e-scooter riders must be at least 12 years old and at least 14 years old to ride the lowest class of e-bike. It also requires other safety measures such as helmet use for minors and lights and reflectors when used at night. Violations may be met with fines enforced by the city police. Jill Ryan, KJZZ News, Phoenix.
Moving south of the border now, Mexico is advancing construction of a massive solar project not far from the Arizona border. From the Fronteras desk in Hermosillo, Nina Kravinsky has more.
Sonoran Governor Alfonso Durazo says the solar farm near Puerto Peñasco or Rocky Point will generate energy for 250,000 homes in his state. Durazo says the Mexican government is investing more than $300 million in the third stage of construction of the solar farm, which already consists of panels covering a wide swath of desert around 70 miles south of the Arizona border. The solar project in the Mexican state of Sonora is one of the biggest in the country. Durazo says that once it's completed, it will reduce carbon emissions by up to 1.4 million tons a year. Nina Kravinsky, KJZZ News, Hermosillo.
Well, tribes are trying to figure out how to start and finish renewable energy projects after the Trump administration has frozen or eliminated funds stemming from the Biden-era Inflation Reduction Act. Gabriel Pietrazio has more details on that.
The nonprofit Alliance for Tribal Clean Energy estimates at least 100 tribes across the U.S. are facing cuts and bottlenecks.
Certainly, the air has been sucked out of the room in terms of funding on the federal side, but I'm really happy to say that all is not lost.
Clara Pratt is Dene and Managing Director of Navajo Power, a Flagstaff public benefit corporation helping build utility-scale projects on tribal lands.
There's still a lot of projects that are going to continue to move forward, but what's also been a little bit shaky is the market and the industry interest in renewable.
Driven by federal decision-making, including grants being canceled, like the EPA's Solar for All program, which would have helped power some 600 low-income homes on a reservation in northern Arizona.
Hopi tribe was forced to forfeit that.
That's Hopi Councilman Darren Melvin.
On one hand, you have this rationale, it being about energy and efficiency, but really the end result of this seems to have nothing to do with efficiency.
Gabriel Pietrazio, KJZZ News, Phoenix.
As deportations ramped up under the Trump administration, researchers say the economic effects may have extended beyond immigration, reaching working families. Kathy Ritchie has details.
Chris Herbst is an ASU Foundation professor in the School of Public Affairs. He co-authored a new study examining how increased ICE activity affected the childcare workforce. Herbst told KJZZ's The Show that increased ICE activity is associated with a reduction in 39,000 foreign-born childcare workers nationwide. And he says anytime there's a disruption in the childcare industry, there's going to be a spillover effect in the overall workforce. In this case, the departure of roughly 77,000 working mothers.
If the childcare workforce has sort of contracted as much as we think it has, and by the way, there are some reasons to believe that our estimates are actually on the low end, that the loss of childcare employment is actually quite a bit bigger. Well, that just means that there are fewer childcare spaces available for families to send their kids.
Kathy Ritchie, KJZZ News, Phoenix.
In sports, football, a day after finishing with the most losses in franchise history, the Arizona Cardinals fired head coach Jonathan Gannon Monday. Gannon was let go after the Cards ended their season with a ninth straight loss. After a 2-0 start, Arizona finished 3-14. Cardinals owner Michael Bidwill says the record was the deciding factor.
This is a league about wins and losses. The wins and losses speak for themselves, especially this year. We just felt like we were going in the wrong direction, and we needed to change course.
Gannon coached the Cards for three seasons, compiling a record of 15-36. General Manager Monty Ossenfort keeps his job. He'll be in charge of finding the team's newest head coach. Basketball, day after a big win over the defending champion Thunder. The Suns were right back at it last night in Houston, but it was former Sun Kevin Durant's big night for the Rockets. He scored 26 in his three-pointer with just a second to go, lifted Houston to a 197 win over the Suns. Devin Booker at 27 for Phoenix in a losing cause. Afterwards, Durant said hitting the game winner against his former squad was extra special because he had, quote, been kicked out of a place he didn't want to leave. After 2.5 seasons in Phoenix, Durant was traded to Houston in the offseason. Not exactly kicked out. And that'll do it for this edition of KJZZ's Sun Up, Arizona's morning news podcast, this Tuesday, January the 6th. I'm Phil Lastman. Thanks for being with us every day. We're back at you to do this again tomorrow. Have a great day and talk to you then.